Welcome back to our study of Christian beliefs. And now we're going to go into chapter 14, and we're going to ask and answer the question, what is justification and adoption? What is justification and adoption? Well, Grudem tells us that justification is a legal declaration by God. It is a legal declaration by God. When someone responds to God's call in repentance and faith, God responds to that faith. Amen. That person's sins are forgiven and Christ's righteousness now belongs to that person. Amen. At that very moment, God declares that person to be righteous. This act of God is called justification. Justification is an instantaneous legal act of God in which he, one, thinks our sins as forgiven and thinks of Christ's righteousness as belonging to us. So God says in that moment, justification, your sins are forgiven and Christ's righteousness is now bestowed upon you. And number two, God declares that person just or morally righteous in God's sight. Amen. Do you get it? So when you're justified, when the miracle of God's work that starts and begins to change, we call that regeneration, and in that miraculous work, faith and repentance are given, and now we see faith and repentance are given by the sinner back to God. In the moment that God receives that sinner's belief, their faith, and their repentance, as God responds, justification comes. That person instantaneously, through the work and grace of God, now become saved. Amen. Justification comes after we respond to the gospel call in faith. Justification is God's response to our faith. Romans 3:26, Romans 5:1, Galatians 2:16. So see this. God does the initial work of regeneration. He acts upon dead people, gives them a faith and repentance by his miraculous grace. Those people then give back to God that repentance and faith, and now God responds to that act of faithful obedience by giving justification. So it's a very important process to understand, because if you don't get this right, and so many people miss this, they will think that because they did something, they were saved. Because they believed, because they expressed repentance, they now are a Christian because of what they did. No, it is what God did first, the miracle of regeneration and planting the seeds in that person, the gift of repentance and faith. And that person now responding to God's grace, God's miracle, that person then gives out of faith and with repentance back to God, who then gives them this justification and salvation. So see it. It's very murky for many. We must see this clearly. It comes down to who's ultimately going to get the glory for the perceived salvation of others. Either God gets the credit and the glory, all of it. It began with him. Or man gets the glory because they made a good decision that they're taking credit for. That's prideful arrogance, and it runs rampant through professing Christianity. Okay, let's go back. When James says that a person is justified by works in James 2:21 and 24 and 25, he's not contradicting Paul by saying that you're justified in a different way. No. What Paul is saying is that we are saved by grace through faith alone, not of works. What James is saying is that where that true saving faith and grace have been applied, real work, like fruit coming out of the root, will follow. There's also a declaration that we are righteous before God here. Amen. Justification is a legal declaration, but God makes it clear that no one can bring a charge against anyone who has had this. So it's not just a declaration, it's a guarantee. Romans 8:1 says that there's no condemnation in those who have been justified. So hear me, friends, it's more than just a perceived or a proclaimed good news. This is a guarantee of God. God considers sins of people who now belong to Christ and recognizes that Christ already paid their penalty. So you and I are not just covered for our old sins. No. Praise God, we're covered and justified even in our present or future stumbles and sins. This is the miraculous work of being declared just or being declared righteous by a just God. Now, this all comes by grace alone through faith alone. Grudem is careful to point out that people are justified by God's grace through faith. That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And Scripture is clear that justification is based solely on the merits of Christ's work. See Romans 3, 24. It's never based on the merit or the good deeds that are done by the sinner. The doctrine of justification was the central difference. Know this. This doctrine of justification was the central difference between the Protestants and the Roman Catholics at the time of the Reformation. It is still one of the primary dividers between Catholicism and modern Protestantism. Protestants insisted that justification was by faith alone, while Roman Catholics responded that justification was by faith plus use of the means of grace found in the sacraments of the church, baptism, confirmation, the Lord's Supper, penance. It's saying grace plus, faith plus. The Protestant doctrine of justification says, per Romans 8:1, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the only prerequisite, in Christ Jesus. Those who have truly been justified by the true gospel. Roman Catholic doctrine says that we are not fully justified until our lives are completely cleansed. You see, if that's the truth, then you can't know the peace that passes understanding. Praise God, you are held by the strength of the gospel in the hand of Almighty God. And as he said, those who the Son sets free are free indeed, and that no one and nothing can snatch those that are in his hand out of his hand, per the power and promise of Almighty God. Now this speaks to what it is to know the adoption that is promised into the family of God. Let's take a look at that just briefly. That God makes us members of his family, and this act of God is called adoption. We see it in John 1, verse 12. This is literally God's word. We're referred to as Christians, as children adopted into the family of God. I want you to know that once you're adopted, God doesn't bring anybody back to the orphanage. No, praise God. Once you are in the family of God, you are always in the family of God. This is why it's so important that we clarify, what is true justification? Where, when, and how does true adoption take place? Grudem says that Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, verse 2 and 3, that those who don't believe in Christ are sons of disobedience and children of wrath. So we have those that are adopted into the family of God. 1 John says we have children of God and children of the devil. Paul says sons of disobedience, children of wrath. That's the difference between biblical justification and any other thought process. You see, the lives of God's children will be marked by much blessing, but also by much suffering. And this again is why it's important to understand and to share the truth of what justification and adoption mean and what they bring. It's not a promise that you're going to live in easy comfort, that you can have a big house and health and wealth and prosperity. No, it means that when you're adopted into the family of God, that you are now a child of God. You should expect what God's word tells us to expect. You can hold to the promises that God's word give us as his guarantees. And just know that the false gospels and the false teachers are spreading a false justification and a false adoption. What many are calling adoption into the family of God is really nothing more than fancy human trafficking between here to get them to hell. Pray, friends, that God will give you clarity to understand these truths. It is His amazing grace and His endless love that extends to you and me clarity on the doctrines of justification and the realities of adoption into the family of God. Amen and amen.